Despite what some people say, some higher than others, it's still Christmas, it's still the Epiphany. And this gospel, which is one of my favorite gospels, which is also the gospel that is used, as we saw Thursday, for the Mass of Our Lady of Prompt Succor, to whom we are very indebted here and to whom we pray. And we had the Novena and we had her feast on the 15th, the traditional feast. And it is the gospel which most aptly demonstrates the role of the Blessed Virgin Mary in the Church and in the history of the Church and in our lives, your life and my life. There was a wedding in Cana. Of course, we are not told here. Some fathers and some others tell us names, but none of that is for certain. It is not said here. This young couple invited the Blessed Mother, and the Blessed Mother asked, and the invitation was extended to Jesus, but they never expected that there would be such a crowd. Already we had the 12 apostles and maybe some other disciples, and who knows who else followed along with them. So very, very naturally, in the middle of the feast, and of course, wedding feasts in Israel sometimes lasted up to 1 or 2 weeks. And of course, we're happy they're not like that today, because nobody could afford that today. So you started out with caviar and ended up with hot dogs. But anyway, that's just the way it is. And that's the way it was. Thank God it's not like that today. I definitely would not go to the reception. But here they are in the middle of this banquet. And the Blessed Mother notices this, that they have no wine. They're running out of wine. And so the Blessed Mother says to Jesus, and always the Blessed Mother is looking out for us. She is very solicitous for our needs and for the needs of the Church. They're running out of wine. They have no wine. And our Lord pronounces one of the most significant sentences of his public ministry and of his life indeed, which is for us too. Woman, and of course that's the first thing. He uses the title that was used at Genesis 3:15. The woman shall crush the head of the serpent. The woman. It wasn't explained totally there, but this is it. The woman who crushes always, even today, the head of the serpent. Woman, what is this to me and to you? And ultimately, it wasn't really addressed, our translations seem to say it was a question. It was not. He's saying, what is to me is to you. What happens to me happens to you. Christ came to suffer, to give his life for our salvation. And the Blessed Mother was with him all the way, even at the foot of the cross, where Jesus said to her, behold your son. And to St. John, in our place, behold your mother. And so, it was not an argument. He was not being disrespectful. And I've actually heard some priests say that he was. Ridiculous that the Son of God should be disrespectful to his mother. We may do that. We're horrible sinners. But not Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man. So what is to me is to you. He was giving her the option of the decision. When is this going to start? What is going to start? It is like real snow on a mountain that somebody rolls and it goes down the hill. Not a few flurries that could hardly be considered snow. And that little ball that starts at the top of the mountain goes down and goes down and goes down and goes down and becomes a gigantic ball and you better get out of the way. So too, the beginning of the Passion starts here. So the Blessed Mother understands very well that even though her heart is broken, because she knows what it means, she says to the servants who are there, they were jars, big jars, not little tiny, they were big, for the washing of the faces, the hands, the feet, and the vessels, because the Hebrews were very, very much in line with that law of Moses. Not one of the Ten Commandments, but yet in the many, many laws, over 1,000 in the law of Moses. And so our Lord told the servants, fill those jars up with water. And they did, to the very brim, says St. John. And then he says, take some to the butler and let him taste it. And they were surprised. What was there was not water any longer. It was wine. And I wish I could taste it. It was probably the best wine that has ever been had in the history of mankind, because it was made by Jesus himself. And so the butler is just totally surprised. He goes to the room and says, most people put the good wine out first, and when they're drunk, and the Latin here says drunk, it doesn't say when they've had too much. You know, we are so Victorian in our mores, even today, even though the rest of it is down the drain. So they put out the good wine first, and when they're drunk, then they put the cheap wine. You have waited to now, to put out the good wine now. Wine beyond our imagination. And the apostles, who were all new, and some of the disciples who were there, began to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. And it was all at the word of the woman. Son, they have no wine. Do whatever he tells you. And she is still telling us, do whatever he tells you. Obey Christ. Obey his word. Obey his commandments. Do whatever he tells you. Remember, because your salvation depends on that. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.